This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given in August of 1956. The title of this lecture is The Auditing of Solids. This lecture is 30 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
I want to talk to you about solids. Any Hepcats in the audience? Why? You should recognize that this is pretty solid stuff. It's very, very funny. Very remarkable. Very remarkable. That auditing could boil down to one process. But of course, this process takes into account that the preacler is capable of doing it. I mean, that's rather foolish, but it's true. Takes into account the preacher is capable of doing it. Takes into account you've got him in session. It takes into account that he knows you're sitting there, you know. Takes into account that he knows he's in the environment. This process takes into account that you know how to handle any little randomities that occur. Takes into account that you, the auditor, have been thoroughly indoctrinated. That you can handle acknowledgments and origins just zingity-bang. In other words, it takes into account Scientology. But it's just one process, if you know the rest of Scientology. And that process would be called solids. And there are right ways to run it and wrong ways to run it, and it's a very complicated process, unfortunately. It isn't a simple process. The original auditing command on it was, "What are you looking at?" you asked the preclear. He was looking at the room, or he was looking at an engram or something of the sort, and you said, "Fine, make it solid." So he tried to make it more solid than he originally perceived it. That was all there was to that. And it went on and on. But a very peculiar thing turned up in working it in this fashion, and that was that you took away all of the preclear's rest points and shot him into rather violent motion. Because you gave him no other rest points to retire to in his bank. So that's not a workable way to run it. It's merely a theoretical way to run it. The way you run solids is this way. Undoubtedly, there'd be better ways to run it. But if they have any figure in them, then there are worse ways to run it. You see? Because solids is solids. And the way you run it's this way. You find the principal stop point on the track, the principal vacuum, or something you fancy must have been. And failing to find that, you just arbitrarily pick an age, somewhere in the middle. And then you say, now can you find a facsimile, which you've explained to your preclear? You don't keep using the word picture. You don't keep using the word scene or anything like that. It's a facsimile. You call it what it is. Be very factual. You find a facsimile later than that incident or later than the age which you've chosen as 15, let us say. He says, yes. Well, you just don't sit there then. You say, all right, make it solid. Now, that is not quite correct, but will pass. If he's being pedantic about the whole thing, he would insist that you say, make it more solid than you first perceived it. Then that's easy for him to do, see? Quite interesting, quite fascinating that... he will have a great deal of difficulty, but making it just a little bit more solid than it was is adequate and sufficient. Now, you'll see him doing it at first with effort. He'll be going crunch. After a while, he'll be doing it by postulate. Don't worry about it. Let him work it out. Let him go crunch. Then it'll run for a little while. You don't sit there nagging. It'll run for a short time. He'll look at this solid thing. Let's say it's time he was riding a bicycle or something of the sort or something. And he'll look at this picture, this facsimile, and it'll all of a sudden go flicker flack and change. Well, when it does that, bring him off of it. So you just discard that. He probably has something to tell you about it. Well, listen to him. But don't let him talk too much, because your laz is what having unless you give him. Now you say, can you find a facsimile earlier than the incident? The vacuum is what you mean, but you wouldn't use the word vacuum. It'd be the incident, or if you couldn't find any incident, the age which you've picked out. He said, everything sort of changed when I was 11. That's fine. That's fine. We'll use 11 then in this process. Earlier than, later than. You'll find there's an incident at 11 he doesn't even know exists. All right, he finds one earlier. When he does so, you say, make it solid. If he was pedantic about it, you say, make it more solid than it was. All right. The next command is, can you find a facsimile later than the incident or the age? Good. He's got one. Make it solid. Can you find one earlier now? Good. Make it solid. That's what the auditor does. Now, there are a few things to be observed by the auditor. One, that he does not permit the preclear to directly address an engram, a vacuum, or a difficulty. Now, how do you get a preclear who has just gotten a dental operation not to make it solid? You say, oh, you can find one later than that. Don't upset his choice. But you note it, and you get him to tell you what he has found before he starts making it solid. Do you have that clearly? And don't get sloppy in auditing it. This is a very, very brutal, tough process. If you get sloppy in auditing it, your preclear can get all slopped up. Very bad luck can happen if your auditing is poor on this. Preclear gets into the sloppy habit of every time you say, can you find a facsimile later than the age? And he says, He sits there for quite a while. He didn't wait for your command to make it solid. He didn't wait for your command to make it solid, but began to do so at once. You say, naughty, naughty, and slap his wrist. You say, no, no, no. You find it. It's all straightened out with him. Good ARC and two-way comp. You go all over it again. It doesn't take him any real time to find one. It does take him time to run it solid. It takes a while. He'll be looking at it for quite a little while there. He might be looking at it for a second, or he might be looking at it for 5 seconds, or even half a minute. And all the while, that thing is solid. All that time trying to make it a little more solid than it has been. And it's doing things. It's an action, one kind or another. But if you discover it's taking him a very long time to find these incidents, then you suspect he's making them solid without your command. And that road can contain a lot of dynamite, landmines, explosive bombs. Because your preclear, while he's being audited, is not bright. And even though you educated him to do this better, he would still do it wrong. Something for you to remember. Because the bank is very fascinating. Very fascinating. You're suddenly putting him up against the first and foremost problem that a thetan has. He is no mass, no motion, and he is confronting something which has mass and motion and space. And it can't duplicate him, and he can't duplicate it. But that's his basic game. So you then coax him back into an understanding that he can do this. And that's all you do. You just coax him back into understanding that he can make it solid without being himself energy and so on. That's what you're trying to do. You're not trying to undo vacuums, engrams, or operations. Get this as the goal of it. You're trying to show him that he can handle a facsimile and make it solid. Now, another auditing command could be put in this. After he's made it solid for a little while, you say, well, dispose of that and get one earlier than the age. Find one earlier than the age. You may find this necessary since he may begin to object to the automaticity of them going away because he made them solid. Do you understand? You shouldn't permit an automaticity to exist forever, but all right in the earliest parts of the session to just assume that it went away or it was discharged, so on. But this will not be taking place later in the session. He actually will make the thing solid. Not only that, he will stop it dead in its tracks. It won't blow. The phenomenon of its disappearance will ease off. And it'll ease off faster, and should ease off faster, if you introduce this other phrase. All right, dispose of that. Now, can you find one earlier than the age? He says yes. You say, good. Good, all right. Now, make it solid. Or make it as solid as you can. Make it solid. He does so. You say, all right, dispose of that. Now, can you find one later than the age? He's liable to complain. You say, well, you know, I didn't really get a chance to make that very solid. Did you succeed at all? Well, yes. Well, all right, that's all we want. Find one later than the age. Now, why do you keep him out of engrams? Obviously, we're trying to run out engrams. I've been telling you, though, in all these lectures, we're not running anything out. We're increasing and improving his ability. We're running something in. Now, it's a very, very peculiar thing that the composition of his bank will unravel and the mysteries that have been plaguing him will resolve while you're doing this process, providing you don't let him talk too much. He'll all of a sudden realize what his primary conflicts with the environment are. They're quite interesting, by the way. You just don't have to give him a mechanical acknowledgement because he originated. They're actually quite interesting. These conflicts with the environment with which he is engaged are the real conflicts of his life. The real conflicts. Gradually, you'll get sonic turning on. Gradually, his visio will be better. Gradually, you'll get heat and other things. In other words, the various perceptions start turning on, but only after some emotion is turned on. Why is that? Well, that's because you're running the band above solids. You're running solids, and you get the rest of the band above solids. Now, it isn't an end-all process, because there are other things above solids and effort. There are other things upstairs from that. But solids pretty well takes care of it, because I can't really tell you how solid something could be made. Now, don't be surprised if your preclear looks out at a car that's going by in the street, running in an extrovert version of this process, which I'll take up in a moment. He makes it solid, and the car's wheels immediately sink hub deep in the concrete. In other words, don't be surprised at things that happen while you're running this. Don't expect it to happen either. Now, it has an extroversion factor which is better than the old trio, which is quite good. Look around the room, tell me something you could have. That is the trio. Look around the room, tell me something you'd permit to remain where it is. Look around the room and tell me something you could dispense with. Very often, preclears have to run this in reverse. Dispense with, remain, and have. You try to run it on a ratio of commands. That's a very basic, elementary process, which is quite good, but it has a ceiling. A better process than it, which does the same thing, is look around the room and find something you wouldn't mind being solid. He finds something, you say, good, make it more solid. You said make it solid, in that case you'd invalidate him. He's already said he's found a solid. Now let's make it more solid. All right, you say, that's fine when he does so. Look around the room and find something else that you wouldn't mind being solid. All right, good, make it more solid. It's quite an interesting process. He'll kick after a while. He'll say, you know, these walls get any heavier. That's all right. He has possibly been taught in physics class or some other priesthood academy all kinds of nonsense about walls are composed of small particles with holes in them or something. This is really outrageous. I mean, it isn't true. Solid shed. And what solid shed are small particles? And that didn't mean the solid was made of small particles. If you pour a bunch of chemicals together and it does so and so and so and so, remember, you've probably seen a stage magician too. There's probably something else in the experiment that's never been observed. For instance, we say water is H2O. Well, that's cute, and maybe it is. But when you add a chemical or some juice to it, you get off H or you get off O. Did you ever get them both off at once? No, you haven't, neither has anybody else. If you did have, you'd have a perfect fuel. Hydrogen and oxygen work beautifully. Last time I tried to burn some water, my match went splut. We don't know whether the hydrogen comes out of the added chemical or out of the current. Or whether it was in the air, or there's dead vegetable matter in the experimental water. We don't care what it is. We don't care whether it's just because the professor made a postulate and it happened. We don't care what it is, but we don't have to buy it. You don't have to buy it at all. Water is a solid that quivers. That's all your preclear will eventually shake out of it. You'll get all sorts of weird cognitions. You say, you know, I never looked at a solid. What I look at are the photons bouncing off the solids. So that's the physics class talking again. The thetans in this day and age are rather decayed. They depend on photons bouncing off things in order to see them. That's just because they're lazy. That doesn't mean they aren't looking at a solid. They sure are. Now, as the individual shifts up and down his current lifetime, which is the limitation of the process, making something solid late and something solid earlier, his track starts to come apart. Creak, creak, creak. What's happening there? As he makes it solid, the havingness gets added to the vacuum areas. Why don't you then just run the vacuum areas and make them solid? How long do you want to sit in that auditing chair? It takes a long, long while. I suppose the factor is some 500 or 600 times difference between these two processes. In other words, 500 hours of, let's find a vacuum, okay, make it solid. Compared to maybe 20 hours of, you say you have a vacuum there, you had a bad operation, something of the sort. Well, can you find a facsimile that's earlier than that incident? Good, make it solid. Now, your preclear does all kinds of strange manifestations. When he starts picking up these pictures, he starts picking them up in classes. And what class do you suppose he first picks up? Loss. He doesn't suspect it at first, but everything he's picking up and making solid is a loss, which is the first and foremost reason that he picked up facsimiles and made facsimiles in the first place. They were substitutions for loss. And this is the explanation of the phenomena of sublimation that some earlier workers used to talk about. The sublimation is the facsimile for the fact. He saw it in the mess universe. He couldn't have it anymore, so he made a picture of it and put the picture in his bank. Follow me? Now, he'll keep talking about loss. Possessions, marital partners, familial connections, so on. Each one he will cognite at length, probably wound up in a loss of some kind or another. He's running losses, losses, losses. And you think this violates then a game's condition. He's running losses of things and times he lost. Well, it's not a violation of game's condition because you are not auditing the losses. You're auditing the pictures. And as long as you're auditing the pictures, you have the primary game still going. And he falls out of this cognition every once in a while, and he says, "Oh, glug." And, oh, man, I just feel all beat up there. And you say, "Did you have a facsimile? Where was it?" So, well, did you make it solid? "Yes, yeah." "No." "Well, now, what I asked you to do was to make the facsimile solid." "Got it?" He does. Gets him back playing the game again. In other words, the picture can give him a lose. The picture can talk to him about losses, things he's actually lost. Times when he lost the game come up. Times when he won come up. All kinds of significances come up, but the game you, the auditor, are playing is simply and solely the game of a thing which cannot be duplicated by a solid, making a solid more solid. The thetan's compulsion is to make nothing out of the facsimile. That's a no-gain condition. That's the truth. He's going toward the truth. What you do is make him make the facsimile solid, and that's a game. So the havingness pours down out of the age of 23 and trickles down the track and goes into the vacuum, and it pours up the track into the dental operation and so on, and these start to come apart, and one all of a sudden, why, he'll get an instant before these. Well, that's technically accurate. That was before the incident, wasn't it? Facsimile before the incident. It was just about to happen. Facsimile after the incident, he gets to something that's way up the track. And eventually he gets something just after the incident. Well, you don't care about the incident. You want to know where the incident is so you won't run into it. This has been subjected to tests of the more arduous kind. And the value of auditing before and after solids by making them solid, and auditing directly at the vanquishment or eradication of a vacuum, are not comparable. They're not processes of comparable magnitude, which proves rather conclusively, if you want to make the experiment sometime, go ahead. You'll find this more or less obtains, that if you try to audit something out of the bank, you will lose. When you try to audit something into it, you win. Now, why are we doing this? Why don't we just run SCS and blow the fellow out of his head and run him on an exteriorization drill? Do you know we can do that today? You know most preclears will blow out of their heads if you run start, change, and stop long enough? Actually, true. They will. They'll just go zungo. Why don't we do that? Because this is the science of ability. And the foremost ability a thetan must have to get along in this universe is make that stuff he finds in that head solid. Otherwise, for the rest of his career in this universe, he will be leery of heads. The only thing that is wrong with any preclear who is stuck in his head is that he can't handle the stuff that's there. He can't handle the trap, so he gets trapped in it. He doesn't feel he's able to. Now, havingness is a superior reason to this. There's a mechanic involved. That is, the mechanics of havingness are involved here. But if he can't handle it, then he is in difficulty. And your preclear will then, after you've audited him, go out, and he'll get along for a long time, maybe, maybe not, and then all of a sudden he's liable to get trapped again. When we used to exteriorize people, they'd stay out and be very happy for 3 or 4 days, and then they'd be taking the body across the street in front of a traffic light, running a sort of lighted chains. The traffic would come charging down on the body, and they would grab it by its ears or something of the sort and throw it onto the curb and say, "I wonder why I was so doped off here. What was I doing? I can't trust myself." Something of the sort. I just couldn't handle that situation. One chap sat in traffic for a half an hour. He left his body sitting in traffic. He went off and got interested in something. He was driving a car, his body was, and he left the body and the car sitting there blocking half the traffic of Philadelphia. He came back and realized he'd been wrong. Well, he evidently was rather compulsively exteriorizing. You see, he was kind of still trying to get away from that body. He was still trying to abandon the thing. He was still trying to get out of these situations, not handle them. His direction was still a flip, an inversion direction. He wasn't trying to play the game. He was trying to stop playing it. And as a result, he would get into difficulties and trouble. You want an individual to be in very, very good shape, you'll proof him up to a point where he runs into a facsimile, and the facsimile is of the same by the way, you want to know how solid these things are? On Sirius is a binary, and there's a little tiny star right near Sirius that one spoonful of which weighs 1 ton on Earth. That's evidently straight dope. That's why there is no element heavier than plutonium, you know. Lord knows what this element is, but that little star, to keep its position with regard to the larger star, would have to weigh that much, and it weighs one spoonful of its material on Earth would weigh 1 ton. That's quite heavy. I want you to get your pre-clear so they can do that. Anyway, he looks at this facsimile, and it's made out of solid brass, and it's awfully heavy. It would take a Navy Yard crane and a half a dozen longshoremen and a couple of Caterpillar tractors in order to make it quiver. And instead of thinking of all the horrible work that would be to move that, the pre-clear goes about making it more solid. In other words, instead of protesting it, he compliments what it's doing. And that's right cute, because it would start moving down the street at his command if he could do it well. Do you follow me? It's only his allergy to solids that caused him to be incapable of handling solids. These little facsimiles unwind. They're probably the size of some microscopic cell originally. That's why people think of cells. They're probably very tiny, as they seem to be. And as he sees them, he'll see them bigger and bigger and heavier and more solid. It takes a long time. Don't underestimate the length of time it takes on this process. It is the best process we have to date for the amount of material recovered in the case, for the ability regained. It is the fastest process we have, and it is awfully slow. You see, it's the fastest process we have, the gains per moment of auditing. You may audit somebody 20 hours on this before and after to really get him in there so he can make something solid and believe he's really making it nicely solid, but it would pay you to do so. The case would be further ahead if you did that than if you simply patched up a couple of his troubles and sent him on his way, because the gain would be stable. He's become allergic to solids. He's something that can't duplicate them. They can't duplicate him, so he feels they're strangers. Let's get this a friendship going here, in spite of its violation of the communication formula, and we'll find that a pre-clear then gets into good condition and does his living much better than he did before. Do you realize the common denominator of all people who are in bad condition is that they can't work? Common denominator of all criminals, they can't work. They can't handle effort. They cannot handle solids. They're having a great deal of difficulty. Just the thought of handling something heavy makes them practically faint. This is the common denominator of cases, not survival. And so when we accustom them to the handling of solids and effort and so forth, you'll find they're in there perfectly capable of handling space and energy. When they're capable of handling that, they can leave this universe anytime they like. Thank you very much.